What makes this album a special one for you?
Well, I've been making records for a decade. I think I've got 9 of them out there. This was the first one where I just didn't give a shit about fitting into any category. I mean, to be honest, you know, I think for the first decade of my career, there was a cerebral, you know, process, you know, going into making the records, like, you know, this has to fit in the blues rock category. This needs to turn people on from this camp and this camp and this camp. This time I didn't care, you know, and I think Bowie's passing kind of had to, you know, something to do with that. I remember when he passed and they were posting all these different quotes of his, and he was always a big inspiration to me, not a stylistic influence per se, but just his approach, you know, just really no fear. And I thought, you know, it's time to make a record where you don't give a shit. You know, it's really time to, you know, allow some of the influences that you do have to see the light of day, you know, because, of course, I grew up on, you know, the greats, you know, in the soul, blues, and rock, you know, the Hendrix and the Curtis Mayfield, the Stones, and all that. But on conversely, on the other hand, it's, you know, I grew up with The Clash and REM and The Smiths and The Cure, and that's just a consequence of the time, you know, the times that I was raised in. And it's certainly still music that I really resonate with. So, man, this time I kind of let it all hang out, you know, and got really personal on the lyrical front as well. And I think it made for, like, just a way broader spectrum. It's a more colorful record. It's a more revealing record. And, you know, it feels good. You know, I was worried for a minute. You know, I called my co-producer in the middle of the night and I said, "Is this too personal? am I, is it too much? Is it too much?" And he's like, "Man, it's art and you lived it. Do it." And I was like, "All right."